right, and we are back into the financial safari. Now, Coach, on our last segment, you talked how we would be discussing volatility, speculation. These are some terms that are making me a little bit nervous. Obviously, things that we don't want to be a part of our retirement planning now.
No, we were talking about earlier about how people are making a lot of money, but it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah.
And when you finally get the money home that you have available for you, there's not much there. That's called living paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to be in that position. And if we are, we need to. The only way to change it is to change it.
Yeah.
It's not to keep saying, well, someday I'm going to do this, or you know, next year I'm going to do that. This is the time of the year where it is a good time to say, I'm going to hit this year running, and we're going to change some things.
Yeah, it's just one of those decisions you have to make. You know, I used to procrastinate. You mentioned a few shows back that you used to as well in college. It's just one of those times where you have to make that decision and say, I'm going to do this for the health of myself and those that I love.
Yeah, we're talking about trying to just at least live. This is living. It's
exactly.
Not building retirement. We're going to talk about retirement in a minute and ways we need to have our income and our money structured in retirement or when we get to the financial red zone, which is 5 or 10 years away from retirement or in retirement, just to make sure we're in the right place. Because once you reach retirement, there is no paycheck coming unless you've put money aside for yourself.
That's right.
And of course, Social Security is there too. That's a small paycheck, but you can't live on Social Security.
Exactly.
I mean, you can't live the same lifestyle you've been living now based on what you are going to get Social Security-wise.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we get it. But and we don't know when we make a plan, we try to make a plan that works without Social Security included just in case things change in the future.
Exactly.
No, we have no idea.
No, it's very true. And a lot of folks out there may be thinking that Social Security will cover everything. But, you know, in just looking at the amount that people get, a lot of times it's hardly enough to cover a mortgage many times if you still had one.
Failing to see the forest for the trees. We've heard that saying before.
Right, right.
And it is people making poor financial decisions without looking at the entire picture, in other words.
Okay.
And many six-figure income households will either buy too much home or too many homes, not just one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Or too pricey an automobile, or too many automobiles, without considering the ramifications for each item, okay? Or they'll go to private school, put their kids in private school versus public school. And that may or may not make sense, but we need to look at the good, bad, and the ugly.
That's right.
And do a, like Ben Franklin, when he used to make decisions, he'd take a yellow pad out. Probably didn't have yellow pads back then, but he'd take a piece of paper and his feather pen.
Uh-huh.
He would put a line right down the middle. And on one side, he'd write good, on the other side, bad. And for every decision he was making, he'd write the good on one side, the good things of that decision, and then on the other side, the bad.
Oh, really?
And so you really look at it, it's called a Ben Franklin.
Okay.
And so that's how you make decisions. If there's a lot more good than bad, well, maybe it is a good decision.
Yeah, it makes sense. Okay.
There's a lot more bad than good. Well, what's a nice shiny car? I want it bad.
Right.
Bigger
right.
wheels. You know, the more expensive the car or the house is another thing, the more the taxes you're going to pay. And the more insurance. And
that's
so it's not just the cost of the house or the car. Sure. It's all the things that come every single year later on.
Exactly.
And right. So we have to be careful. And plus the fact that you make yourself more of a target when you're in a fancy car out there for someone to maybe follow you home.
You absolutely do.
Right?
Yeah. Well, and I think even beyond that, it's going back to that point of decision making. You know, do I even need this car at this point, or is this just a want? And if I have this, or let's look at it this way. If I were to get this car, I could do this in retirement. If I didn't get this car, I could do this in retirement.
Right. So
and
you
I
look
think
at
that's a very important thing.
Well, again,
to ask.
It's Ben Franklin.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
advantages of the car versus the disadvantages.
It's a great
now,
way
I'm
to look
a big
at
believer
it.
In, I like a nice car. But I buy my cars after they've been out about a year. So someone buys it, someone else buys it and takes a big hit. Thomas, that's the sound that your car makes when you pull it off the lot, when you bought it brand new. Now, you may not hear it, but it affects its value like that. 20, 30, 40% of the value goes away just like that. Kaboom, kaplooey. And so what I do is strategically buy a new car, which is still pretty new after about a year.
Oh, sure.
Somebody else has taken a hit on that.
Okay.
And now you have a better value of a car and you made a better decision and you've got more money in your pocket.
Well, and you're pretty much driving a new car as well.
Yeah. Well, when you think about it, I mean, once you get it, it's going to get a ding. You're going to park next to somebody, or you're going to park in the middle of nowhere in the parking lot. Try
right,
this sometime.
Right, yes, yeah.
Do this experiment today, folks. Go into a parking lot, park in the middle of nowhere, and I guarantee when you come back out, there'll be two or three cars around your car.
Absolutely.
Even though you're in the middle of nowhere.
Absolutely.
I don't know why that happens,
at
but it does.
At the way far other
doesn't
side of
matter.
The lot.
Doesn't matter. You're going to be surrounded. And so that happens, and now you have the dings, and now it's not a new car anymore,
yeah.
right?
That
new car smell, I love that new car smell. If we could invent a spray that you'd spray in the car every day to have that new car smell, we'd probably be multimillionaires.
Isn't that right?
So we just have to be careful on that. It's making the right decision. I mean, I really agree with people rewarding themselves for some of the great decisions they've made in their life.
Absolutely.
Just not going overboard and not getting into trouble where the tail starts wagging the dog, we call it.
Mm,
and,
yeah,
you know, good. If you look at the, and fish are guilty of this too, by the way. Now, they have no control over this, but if you've ever had a fish tank, mm-hmm. you have a fish tank?
I don't, know.
All right, when you do get one, if you ever do,
yeah.
I had one, and you, after you've had one, you realize you don't want one anymore because you have to clean it and it starts to stink and all
okay,
that.
Okay.
But we had a little goldfish growing up in a very small tank. I think I won it at the state fair. I threw a little ping pong ball into
oh,
a thing.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Into,
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
ended up with
okay.
a goldfish.
Yeah.
And the goldfish was, he got big for that little bowl. So we got a new bowl, right? Because we didn't want him to feel cramped in there.
Mm-hmm.
And after we got the new bowl, which was about two times bigger, the goldfish got about two times bigger. They adjust to the size of their bowl. And
they
that's
do.
Just what happens to us with our spending. We adjust to the income we're making. Think about if we took him after he grew like two more bowls worth and put him back in the original bowl, he wouldn't be too happy.
Oh, he'd be terrible. Yeah,
and,
no.
And so it's a lot easier to spend money going up than it is to conserve money going down. So the secret of that is just not to overspend to begin with.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. That's right, that's right. And finally, folks, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of the financial double talk and a sales pitch that you often find out there. Folks, you need to sit down and get a financial roadmap put together, and John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services and his team will translate for you that complex financial world into clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true practical financial review. And for anyone listening right now, the number to call is 800-477-1135. The next five callers will receive a comprehensive financial review showing you where you are now, but most importantly, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now. Over five chances to win today. That number is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. 800-477-1135.
Our strategy and our belief is it's not our plan, it's your plan.
Mm, okay.
And so we don't pull plans off the shelf, say, hey, based on what you said, here's a plan that might work for you. No, we listen to everything you say, where you are right now, where you want to be, what anything may change in the future, what might change, what you need, and we design a plan that tailor fits what you're looking for. Again, it's not our plan, it's your plan. And so if you are one of the next 20 callers right now, we will custom design, that means just for you, an easy-to-understand financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan or not. Keep in mind, there's never an obligation or a cost for all radio listeners who call right now. Now, what we do is we'll first run a fee report. Now, this is very eye-opening to many people.
That's
because
right.
It helps you untangle in your mind what it's costing you to work with your current planner or advisor or even do it yourself. There are costs to do it yourself, believe it or not.
Wow, okay.
And so we'll also show you how you can protect your investments. And if you protect your investments, you keep more of your money in your accounts and you don't worry day to day what's happening in the market.
That's right.
Now, I believe in using some money in the market and always having some money in the market, but not all the money I'm going to need in retirement should be exposed to risk. Because back in the day, in year 2000 and 2008, people's 401ks became what?
201ks.
I know. We
all
don't want
time.
That to happen right when you reach retirement,
that's
do we?
That's right. No.
So we want to make sure to minimize risk and maximize your confidence that your plan will work correctly. And in also doing this, we'll perform a tax analysis to show you how you could possibly reduce your taxes. And if you reduce the amount you pay out to Uncle Sam, you increase the amount that stays with you.
That's
very,
right.
very important. That really helps you with cash flow. But finally, we'll help you by creating a customized lifetime income plan. Now, this uses proven strategies and sensible techniques that are time-tested that could turbocharge your retirement income. We also factor in Social Security claiming strategies here to make sure you're getting all the money you're entitled to. You put a lot of money in there.
That's
Let's
right.
make sure we get it right back out the right way.
That's right.
In short, we're going to help you by taking the guesswork out of the financial planning process just for you. If you're one of the next 25 callers. And so we help you by analyzing everything in your situation, and this report will be a very good first step for you as well.
You know, financial double talk and sales pitches are just rampant out there. Finally, folks, finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk. Folks, you need to sit down and get a financial roadmap put together, and John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services and his team will translate for you that complex financial world into clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true practical financial review, and for anyone listening right now, the number to call is 800-477-1135. The next five callers will receive a comprehensive financial review showing you where you are now, but most importantly, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now. Over five chances to win today. That number's 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. 800-477-1135.
Thomas, when we come back, I want to talk about the three I's of investing and risk. We'll go over that and a lot more when we come right back after this.
This is such a blow to investors. You know what, right now, breaking news in your stocks all around the world. We're waiting for the market to open in a second.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're worried, unsure, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call John Kelly at 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.